thorns. When did they first appear? Answers with Ken Ham, a popular speaker at the Answers in Genesis family conferences. The Bible tells us that thorns came after the curse, but for many Christians who believe the fossil record is millions of years old, they have to accept that the curse had nothing to do with thorns. You see, there are many examples of fossil thorns buried in rock layers. Evolutionists say that they're millions of years old. Thus, these thorns were allegedly in existence well before the first man existed. But let's read Genesis chapter 3, verses 17 and 18, where God said to Adam, "Because you have heeded the voice of your wife, and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, 'You shall not eat of it,' cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth to you, and you shall eat the herb of the field." Thorns could not have existed before Adam sinned. Christians who believe God's infallible word can't believe in man's fallible word about millions of years.
What's the connection between Adam and Christ and why he came to earth 2,000 years ago? We've got a wonderful evangelistic tool ready for you to distribute as Christmas approaches when you call us toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS. Make your donation of any amount and we'll send the booklet From Creation to Bethlehem right in the mail to you. Toll-free, it's 1-888-89-ANSWERS or go to our website of answersoffer.org.